Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. We're going to start out on the pitch this morning for some men's and women's soccer in the high school realm. Here's the media polls in Class 3A for the girls. Cody is sitting at 1, 2 Powell, 3 Lander, 4 Buffalo, 5 Mountain View. For the 4A girls, it's number 1 Jackson, number 2 Kelly Walsh, 3 Riverton, tied for 4th with Laramie and Green River. In Class 3A boys, it's number 1 Buffalo, 2 Cody, 3 Lander, 4 Worland, and 5 Mountain View. And for Class 4A boys, it's number 1 Jackson, number 2 Kelly Walsh, number 3 Sheridan, number 4 Thunder Basin, and number 5 Green River. Again, those are the media coaches polls this week. And moving over to some softball news, Campbell County and Thunder Basin getting set for the Battle of Gillette. Hopefully tomorrow, depending on weather. The game time is already set for 4 and 6. There's already been 4 games postponed for Friday's game. Wheatland and Cheyenne Central have postponed their game to April 29th. Laramie at number 5 Rock Springs postponed to May 8th. Cheyenne South at Green River postponed to May 8th. And Worland at Jackson game has been postponed to May the 4th. And on Saturday, there are 2 more games postponed. Cheyenne South and Rock Springs were supposed to go at it. That'll be postponed to May 9th. Laramie at Green River postponed to May 9th as well. Cody and Campbell County is still set at 3 and 5 p.m. Again, all depending on weather. We'll keep you updated. The coaches poll, though, for softball, number 1, Campbell County, number 2, Central, number 3, East, number 4, Thunder Basin, and number 5, Rock Springs.
1 ball, no strikes, bases loaded. Royer.
Smacked hard, back out to right field side, and that's going to get down for extra bases. 1 run, 2 runs, going to come home. Riley Hawk, the ball is still at the wall. Riley Hawk is going to be sent home. It's going to be a play to the plate. No, it's an inside the park home run. Riley Hawk, an insider. Clears the bases. And if you really want to be more fun about it, it's a grand slam inside the park home run.
Riley Hawk comes away with 5 RBIs in game 1 to help the Rough Riders win 8-4. Then moving over to game number 2 is a different story. The Rough Riders fall 4-2 after Sturgis comes out with 3 runs in the top of 2 and did not waver back. They took advantage of the misfortunate error by the Rough Riders and the walks, and able to finish out with the win after scoring another run in the top of 7. The Rough Riders did tack on 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th, but just was not enough to mount the comeback. The Rough Riders fall to 4-3 on the year, and they split the series for the 3rd straight time. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.